Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College. I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 56, for the week of March 3rd through the 7th, 2008. This week in the IDC, a repeat of the second Writing Across the College of the semester, hosted by Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout, will be taking place on Wednesday, March 5th, from 2 to 3 p.m. in the IDC. The topic, Linking Writing Assignments to Course Goals. Contact Jennifer Swartout at jennifer.swartout@heartland.edu if you cannot make this time to make arrangements to meet with her individually. On Thursday, March 6th, from 9:30 to 11 a.m., held also in the IDC, Assistant Professor of English and Alternative Learning, Rachel Hills, will continue with the Faculty Academy series of workshops. This week's topic, the fourth in the series, is titled Engaging Students, Discussion as a Way of Assessing. Contact Rachel Hills at rachel.hills@heartland.edu for more information on participating in these Faculty Academy workshops. Also this week, Associate Dean of Academic Support, Patrick Shinville, will be hosting the fourth of the series of Faculty Academy 2 workshops based on the book The Courage to Teach by Parker Palmer. This time the topic is Teaching in Community, with the workshop held on Friday, March 7th, with the discussion to be held online in WebCT. For more information on participating in these Faculty Academy 2 workshops, contact Patrick Shinville at patrick.shinville@heartland.edu. Also this week at Heartland Community College, the second Your World Exposed HCC Speaker Series will be on March 4th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Community Commons Building, room 1407. This time, the speaker will be HCC's own John Mensch, Associate Professor of Chemistry. The topic will be The Real Truth, Carbon Dioxide, and Climate Change. This presentation is free and open to the public. Join us for an engaging discussion of one of today's most controversial and thought-provoking topics. Are we causing global warming? What role does carbon dioxide play in climate change? In another installment of the Tips and Tricks section, we'll continue with the discussion of Web 2.0 in higher education. This week's topic is mini-blogging and Twitter. We've talked about blogging in a couple of past IDC podcasts, with the most recent being the episode number 49. Blogging provides an easy way for you to communicate ideas to others, post content like videos and audio, and even create feeds of your content to send out to subscribers. Well, services like Twitter, available on the web at http://twitter.com, allow you to take an aspect of blogging and combine it with instant messaging to form a whole new category called mini-blogging, or sometimes referred to as nano-blogging. With this Web 2.0 technology, you can stay in touch with friends, coworkers, or other groups, finding out what they are doing and sending them messages about what you are doing. Twitter keeps these blogs, called tweets, to just 140 characters, so you have to keep it short. So instead of writing up a whole blog, you can use it to instant message whole groups or whoever is subscribed to your Twitter. To get started with Twitter, you go to their website, click the Join button, and create an account with a username and password. The address to find all of your Twitter entries then becomes http://twitter.com/username. From there, you are prompted with the basic question, "What are you doing?" You enter your answer such as, "I'm going to the new U2 3D movie at the Galaxy Theater at 7:20. Anybody want to join?" Or heading to the library to research the painter Edward Hopper for my art history course. This becomes a form of communication that is excellent for in the moment, but doesn't really work for longer-lasting entries like blogging can. The Twitter entries you send out can be public, so anyone can follow what you are writing about, or you can make your tweets private, so you have to authorize others before they can follow your entries. Twitter works on mobile phones, sending out the entries that you have chosen to follow as an SMS or short message service, which would require a mobile phone with unlimited data plan, or your charges would quickly mount. Or you can view a mobile smartphone version of the Twitter website at http://im.twitter.com. This allows users to stay in contact with their fellow Twitter users when they're away from their computers. Could this be used in higher education? A few possible ways it could be used include using it as instant messaging for group collaboration. If students need to collaborate when and where they're going to meet, say in the library, like in the example I gave previously, then this type of communication could be used. Also, instructors could have students send in short communications about how they're doing on projects, research, or if they have any questions. I've heard Twitter described as one of those technologies that either people are using and use regularly or don't know anything about at all. It's a particular niche in the whole communication spectrum, lying somewhere between email and full blogging, and represents another growing Web 2.0 technology. Another Web 2.0 discussion will be coming after spring break week. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. The IDC Podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as educational technology tips and tricks. If you're in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, have questions or comments, check out our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week's IDC Podcast. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week and a great spring break.